Today, U.S. and Iraqi government forces patrolled the streets of Samarra, north of Baghdad. Commanders are calling their operation to take control of the city from insurgents a success. As NPR's Emily Harris reports, the takeover and now planned makeover of Sunni-dominated Samarra may indicate what the military has in mind for operations expected soon in other areas of Iraq.
The U.S. Army's 1st Infantry Division is headquartered in a former palace complex, high on a bluff overlooking the Tigris River. It has a sweeping view of Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown. Division Commander General John Batiste is in charge of this corner of the Sunni Triangle. When he arrived in Iraq last winter, he expected Tikrit would be a problem.
Our first casualty was in Tikrit back in March, a captain and a young specialist, company commander, killed by an IED.
That's an improvised explosive device. By this summer, the major anti-American hotspot in this area was 40 miles south, Samarra, a much larger Sunni town. U.S. troops couldn't enter Samarra without being attacked. Last Thursday, they and Iraqi forces went in to change that. Tanks and Bradley armored vehicles backed up soldiers searching house to house for insurgents. After a night of airstrikes and gun battles, the U.S. military said more than 100 fighters had been killed. General Batiste says his decisions about how to deal with Samarra were based in part on his experiences in Tikrit.
Go after the enemy, and we started that back in March with vengeance. When we find out where you are, we're coming. Day and night, look out. And over time, the enemy gets the message. They respect force. And then you work the people. And now you can go through Tikrit walking with, you know, dismounted patrols and talking to people. You couldn't do that back in March.
To help local security forces, the military set up a joint operations center where Tikrit police, firefighters, and National Guard units can coordinate emergency work. The center's deputy director, Hussein Hamid, says Tikrit has changed a lot.
Tikrit city is the quiet city in Iraq.
Batiste says the show of force last week in Samarra was a successful first step. Now his plan there, like in Tikrit, is to work the people.
We're going to infuse a lot of money into that city to put people back to work. We're going to build up the police force with a competent police chief. And on top of all that, we're staying, and we're going to keep an eye on it.
Batiste believes that many people in Samarra felt trapped by insurgent fighters and will be glad that U.S. and Iraqi forces are taking control. Others doubt that. Ahmed Mohammed is a spokesman for the governor of Saladin province, where Samarra is located. He supports the U.S. action, but fears Samarrans won't. He says things began badly more than a year ago with the U.S. military and started a cycle of revenge.
At the beginning of the coming of U.S. Army here, they were welcomed by the people of Samarra. What happened is that after 45 days, there was a wedding party. One of the traditions of Iraqi, they shoot in the air. U.S. Army in that time, they thought that they shoot them. They responded, "I killed many people." This is the starting point of this dispute in Samarra. Yesterday I welcomed you, today you kill me.
Mohammed visited Samarra again this weekend. People told him they buried their dead in their gardens because snipers targeted them on the streets. He also said drinking water was untreated because the electricity was cut and there was little food in the markets. But Iraq's interior minister, Falah Nakheev, says these are minor problems. He wants to see what's happening in Samarra repeated soon in Fallujah and Ramadi, anti-American strongholds at the other end of the Sunni Triangle.
What's happening in Samarra is a message to the rest of the country.
The message, he says, is that U.S. forces and the Iraqi government are fighting insurgents, not ordinary people. But those groups are not always clearly separated. Even General Batiste, while confident his troops have liberated Samarra, believes those insurgents who've left the town will find shelter elsewhere. Emily Harris, NPR News.